This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And these are kobolds.
And erds.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I always forget about these weird little sub guys. Like, there's nothing special about the erd.
He's slightly taller. Like, you know, the erd, I don't know who's using an erd in their campaign instead of kobolds.
Right.
This is very noteworthy because this is kobolds prior to the dragonification of kobolds.
Yes.
In current D&D and mythology, kobolds are all like servants of dragons and have dragon powers and shit.
Yeah.
This is when they were just the bottom rung on the totem pole of like the demi-human.
Right. Thing. So these are sub-goblin kind of folks.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I, you know, really like them better as that than having them have like dragon blood. Yeah. Not because I want more goblin folks. You know, because, you know, as the show has proven, like that's gets obnoxious.
Right.
But just the idea of like this creature having like, I think when things get like draconic lineage.
Oh, then all of a sudden there's way more dignity than they actually deserve.
Too much dignity. And it's kind of just like shitty.
Yeah.
Like I think dragonborn are kind of shitty in Dungeons and Dragons. Like, you know, give me all the dungeons. Hold the dragons. I grew up in a simpler time when it was Dungeons or Dragons.
Yep.
So, and I made my choice.
We couldn't have it all. You know, we had to sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I definitely agree. And I like these a little bit more than the Blizzard kobolds, which are the, you know, take candle guys, which I think has like a basis in mythology again, but just this little guy.
I don't know those ones. I only know the goblins from Blizzard. I don't know the kobolds.
Yeah. Like kobolds are like a low level, like trash mob kind of guys.
Okay.
Yeah, from mostly WoW, but they showed up, I think, in like the expansion for Warcraft 3. People will correct me. It's fine. Gary, though, if I could take anything from this entire entry.
Is it the drawing?
Well, I mean, the drawing, but specifically his weapon, which is just a scorpion on a stick.
On a string. Yeah. It's a stick. It's a very thin stick.
It's a scorpion flail.
Sir, can I have your daintiest dowel?
Oh, are you trying to pin up some green beans growing in your garden?
Are you trying to hold up a cardboard window? give me your lightest dowel. But then there's a tiny little string and a tiny little scorpion who's having a great time.
Yippee!
Like he's pretending to fly.
Yeah.
It's really cute. There's like a little like wee scorpion.
It's a county fair that never ends.
I love that scorpion. I love this this idea, this kobold just like having this little buddy that he gives his little ride to. In exchange, the little buddy will give somebody some face discomfort. You know?
I mean, it's just his nature. Like the scorpion isn't giving anything up.
No, he's a scorpion. It's the whole parable. Like,
right.
You know, if he hovers in someone's face, he's gonna claw.
Right.
And sting. But yeah, I love this weapon. And this drawing, I think, is probably like a big part of my affection for kobolds in general.
Right, right. Like, I love his jaunty little bandana. His weird gauzy foot wrappings. Like this isn't like mummy feet like we've seen forever and ever. Like he's it's like he's wearing some like puppets on his feet.
Yeah. Yeah. And his great little vest.
Yeah.
he's real cutie. I remember one of my early like positive memories about kobolds too is playing Magic. Kobolds, when they showed up in Magic, they were always free to cast because they're really weak.
Right.
And you had to get like generals and stuff. So you had to build kind of a deck around them. And that was never powerful. It was, you know, but it was, that always appealed to me. I was like, the first time I saw a Magic card that was free, and I was like, whoa, that's awesome. Kobolds are cool. I've always been into kobolds. Unfortunately, the Monster Manual entry does not have a whole lot in there.
No,
and
no.
The new guide, the Elminster's Guide thing, is all about them being dragon servants.
Yeah.
And hanging out with dragons.
Not that into it. I like them being somehow lawful evil, but incredibly dumb, yet still having the ambition to set up mechanical traps.
Yeah. Well, they operate out of spite.
Yep.
Like they, you know, the spite, it's all, they're all hate driven. Like it's just like, oh, goblins pick on us, fucking goblins, you know? And that's why they just, you know, and they go to war with goblins. They keep the goblin populations down. Like these things are useful.
Yeah, for sure. They're at the bottom of the pecking order. They specifically hate gnomes, they also hate brownies, pixies, and sprites. Which, well, I actually agree with you on that, buddy.
Gnomes are never eaten or taken prisoner.
No,
they're always just like summarily executed.
Yeah, and weirdly enough, you would think, okay, a tiny little guy like this operates primarily on spite. There are a bunch of them. Probably lives fast, dies young, leaves a pretty corpse. No, can live 135 years.
Yeah, grandpa spite. These things are made to be racist grandpas. Like this is the reason, if it wasn't for that lifespan, kobolds wouldn't hate gnomes, but we just end up with all these grand Dorinos hanging around the caverns being like, yeah, gnomes, like one of them was on my lawn once and I played a song.
Racism used to be so quaint.
I need to learn more about Gran Torino.
It's a very good movie.
The only thing I know is like the scene where he first comes out with the shotgun, and that it literally ends with a song called Gran Torino that he plays at a piano.
Yep. No, it is a very good movie. It will teach you some new new words you never want to say ever.
Yeah.
But it's very good.
What if you had to come up with a racial slur for a gnome, what would you call it? Put yourself in the shoes of the Gran Torino. do the VR Gran Torino experience at MGM Studios.
It seems so misguided. Well, they just repurposed the Grumpy Old Men ride. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.